here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 27th of June, 2013. It's the birthday of poet Lucille Clifton, born in Depew, New York, in 1936. Her family descended from slaves. Her father was a steelworker, and her mother worked in a laundry. Clifton went to college at Howard and then Fredonia State Teachers College. Her six young children inspired her first volume of poetry, Good Times. Her second book, Good News About the Earth, was a response to the social and political upheavals of the 1960s, and her third book, An Ordinary Woman, turned inward to consider her dual role as poet and woman. She also wrote several children's books aimed at raising awareness of Black history and culture. It's also the birthday of poet Frank O'Hara, born in Baltimore. While a student at Harvard, he met the poets John Ashbery and Kenneth Koch and got into writing poetry, then moved to New York, where he became part of the New York School of Poetry, influenced by abstract art and modernism. Frank O'Hara believed that poems should be improvisational, like action paintings. In books such as Oranges and Lunch Poems, he wrote very directly about his everyday experiences, taking walks, hanging out with painters, reading newspapers, listening to Billie Holiday. Frank O'Hara, who wrote in one of his poems, "Oh God, it's wonderful to get out of bed and drink too much coffee and smoke too many cigarettes and love you so much." It's the birthday of author and educator Helen Keller, born in Alabama in 1880. She lost her sight and her hearing due to scarlet fever or meningitis when she was just 20 months old. But in spite of her disabilities, her parents could tell she was extremely intelligent. She even invented her own simple system of sign language. Eventually, her family hired a tutor named Anne Sullivan, who taught Helen Keller to read letters spelt out on her palm. But at first, Helen could only mimic the letters that Sullivan taught her. But then one day, Anne Sullivan spelled out the word water on Keller's palm while Keller held her hand in the water from the well. Keller later wrote, "I stood still, my whole attention fixed on the motions of her fingers. Suddenly, I felt a misty consciousness, as of something forgotten, a thrill of returning thought, and somehow the mystery of language was revealed to me." Within the next few hours, Helen Keller had learned 30 new words, and by the end of the month, she had stopped her temper tantrums. Within a year of Keller's breakthrough, newspapers all over the United States and Europe were writing about her achievements. When she was 8 years old, she met President Cleveland at the White House. She went on to college at Radcliffe, where she wrote her autobiography, The Story of My Life. And here's a poem by Frank O'Hara titled Autobiographia Literaria. When I was a child, I played by myself in a corner of the schoolyard all alone. I hated dolls, and I hated games. Animals were not friendly, and birds flew away. If anyone was looking for me, I hid behind a tree and cried out, "I am an orphan." And here I am, the center of all beauty, writing these poems. Imagine. A poem by Frank O'Hara, Autobiographia Literaria, from the Selected Poems of Frank O'Hara, published by Vintage Books, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. And this is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.